Going heavy. Let's have some fun. Tuesday, July 12th, 2022. Seven singles for the deadlift. A gift from above. Enjoy it. Last time we did this exact rep scheme was November 3rd, 2021. I want to go back into the BTWB app, see how it went for you, what were your rest periods, all that good stuff. If you haven't, you need to watch the other video attached to today's training. It'll cover you for all the heavy days. It's entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. Warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that good stuff. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. It's there in a video format, but you can find it as a podcast as well. We've got a video showing the movement. Super Fitness Robot would be holding 90% or higher of your one rep max across all sets. More likely, anywhere from 70% or higher of your one rep across all. The wild card option will probably be warmly received today for a little bit of fun variance. Seven sets of one on the power clean. Still got a pull from the ground. Still lifting big weight because it's singles. But if you want to get more of an explosive hip opening, or that's, you know, you're great on the deadlift, need a little bit of more work on the fast lifts, there you go. Good to go. Scaled option is the same as the workout of the day. 7x1 deadlift because it's infinitely scalable. You just keep lowering the weight until whatever is appropriate for you, even if it's an empty barbell, a PVC pipe, or a broom handle, and darn near anybody on the planet can do a 7x1 deadlift day. And the focus is always walk out of the gym better than you walked in regarding technique. The no equipment option, just because they don't have a barbell does not mean they're not going to get profoundly strong. Not for time. We've got single leg, stiff legged deadlifts on both the right and left leg, about four sets of 12. Then Bulgarian split squats, again, four sets of 12 each leg. And then a 5-minute plank hold. You can mix that stuff up if you want, superset it. Just by the end of session, you get that work done, you'll be good to go. And we've got videos showing all of that as well. Oh, I'm sorry, I also missed that we've got some single arm rows in there as well. Not going to leave your short changed. It's not really applicable to goal times and whatnot for the limited equipment crew, but people like to see them, so we put them in there. Super Fitness Robot, I assume, would be doing everything unbroken and resting as needed between sets, which would be, wow, especially if you're doing those Bulgarian split squats unbroken. Holy smokes. More likely is breaking things up as needed and resting between sets. No equipment workout. 5 rounds for max reps. 1 minute of single leg stiff-legged deadlifts with the left leg on the ground. 1 minute with the right leg on the ground. And that's the same movement that you would do with the dumbbell. You just don't have a dumbbell in your hands. You're just moving your body up and down, and they will get spicy. Then 30 seconds of Bulgarian split squats with the left leg, 30 seconds with the right, 45-second plank hold. I've done all this stuff when traveling and didn't have any weights available, and just doing unweighted single leg stiff-legged deadlifts and unweighted Bulgarian split squats, it will make it happen for you. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. We've got a couple either-ors. First is either a glute ham raise or barbell glute bridges. Both fantastic movements. The glute ham raise is fantastic, really challenging. You might need to work a band in there to get a little bit of assistance, but it requires a GHD. Not everybody has it. So if you don't have that, if you're doing the accessory work, you can do the barbell glute bridges. And then we have the bent over rows. Both, it has it with a barbell or a dumbbell. If you have the appropriate loading with dumbbells to make it spicy enough for you, I'm always a big fan of grabbing the dumbbells instead of the barbell, because just in general, we're going to do plenty of barbell work, that if you get the option to do some unilateral work, to do some dumbbell work, I would take advantage of that personally. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the foam roller for the back and lats, but you can foam roll darn near your whole body. And then the glute stretch, probably feel really good after those deads. That closes out our heavy day, and I will see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.